13:32 4BU, it is the Big Brekkie with Daniel Wadua. Thanks to Bundy Juice, it's Bundylicious and Ice House Electric Blue. And tomorrow morning on the Big Brekkie, I'm going to be giving away three $50 fuel vouchers thanks to the Shed Company and Oaks Village store, Burnett Heads. So I'll be listing from 5:30 tomorrow morning because it could happen at any time, all part of Free Fuel Friday. Well, let's turn our attention now to Rugby League, and joining us on the phone is the chairman for Bundaberg Rugby League, Mike Ireland. Mike, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. Very cold this morning, mate.
It is a little bit fresh. What did you think of the game last night?
Well, it's great to be a Queenslander, and I think there'll be a lot of sore bodies around, whether you're a Queenslander or a New South Wales player. I think there'll be a lot of sore bodies around today, mate, because I'm sore myself from watching some of those hits.
Oh, they were big, weren't they, last night? But that's what State of Origin is all about. They always say, oh, it's a little bit softy, and but I tell you what, they're there, they're fierce, let me tell you. I mean, they might not see it on TV, but I reckon they were going at it when we weren't seeing them on camera.
Yeah, and another thing is too, in Origin you always find that the referees are a little bit lenient and the players are let lay on each other and that sort of thing. And some of the big hits where in a normal NRL match they pull them up, where in the Origin they let them get away with it. So it's certainly 80 minutes of tough rugby league, and you've got to be fit and you've got to have a good body to put up with that, I think. So I think, as I said, there'll be a lot of sore bodies around today, mate, that's for sure.
Indeed. All right, what happened last weekend, mate?
Well, in the BRL last week, we had Waves Tigers 34 at Estale Park, and
Mike, I'll just get you to move a little bit to the left and put your right leg out because you're just dropping out for us, mate.
Am I right there now?
There we go. Go from the top again.
Okay, Waves Tigers 34 defeated Wallaroos 22. Full credit to Wallaroos. They turned up, and it was only in the last half, about 20 minutes to go, that Waves Tigers got away with that one. So 34 points to 22. Out at Solar Oval on Sunday, we had Harvey Bay 32 defeat West Panthers 16, and Brothers 50 defeat East 32. But in that game there, between Brothers and East, with 15 minutes to go, there was only 2 points in it, but Brothers ran away with it, as I said, 50 points to 32, and now a very interesting A-grade ladder. If we look at the top, we've still got Harvey Bay on 12. Waves Tigers have jumped up into second spot. They're on 11. We've got Brothers on 8, East on 7, West on 7, and Wallaroos down on 3. So very interesting at the top of the competition there. And as I said earlier, we do play the last five come semi-final time. So it's still interesting with... moving to round 10 this week, the competition is very interesting. So on Saturday, we go down to Estale Park, and we've got the two Fraser Coast sides playing. We've got Wallaroos up against Harvey Bay, and you'd expect Harvey Bay to win that one there. Then on Sunday, out at Solar Oval, we've got the under-18s kick off at 10:30. Then our first A-grade at 1:30, East up against West. And the way these two sides have been going of late, I think this will be a very close one, but I think on paper, you'd have to probably favour West to win that one there. And then the big one at 3 o'clock, two local sides up against each other again. We've got Brothers up against Waves Tigers. And as I said earlier, Waves Tigers are now moved into second spot, and they're playing very good football. And I think in that one there, if I had to go for someone in a close one, I know Brothers beat East quite comfortably in there last week, but I just think the Waves Tigers boys might be a little bit fitter, so I'll go for Waves Tigers to win that one over Brothers on Sunday out at Solar Oval in the main game.
Well, we know what your tipping's be like, so is that going to be a curse?
last week I got it pretty right.
You did well.
I got 2 out of 3, mate.
That's all right. As Meatloaf would say, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
That's right.
Mike, really do. Yeah, go.
Yeah, you're right, mate. Yep.
I was just going to say, really do appreciate your time this morning. And Salter Oval, the place to be, as also with Estale Park on Saturday. It's going to be a great round of rugby league. Let's catch up next week.
For sure, mate. Thank you very much and have a good day.
And to you as well. And stay warm. It's 13:32, 4BU. We're going to be catching up with Brendan very soon. He is out and about in the 4BU mystery machine. I'll get those words out.